Yo, what it do, baby? What's going on, y'all? Welcome to the LME Podcast, man. I'm your host, Sean Edwards, man. I'm sorry, y'all. Like, I really do apologize, man. I was gone for a little bit, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? I had a family vacation and everything up in Vegas. So, you know, I was gone for a minute and, like, you know what I mean? I needed that vacation. Like, you know what I'm saying? I needed to get away real quick, get my mind back right and everything. See my mom, Duke, see my little brother and everything. So, sorry I haven't been putting out, like, you know what I mean, putting out shows and everything. Just been, you know what I mean, just was on a little vacation, man. But now I'm back and everything. So, you know what I'm saying. But before I get into the topic and everything, like, you know what I'm saying, I just want to give a couple birthday shout-outs that happened this weekend. And then, like, you know, obviously today is my sister's birthday. Like, you know what I mean? It's crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because my man Reek's birthday was on Saturday. Shout out to my man Reek. Happy birthday, man. My brother's birthday was on Sunday. You know what I mean? Shout out to my brother Mike E. You know what I mean? Happy birthday and everything like that. You know what I mean? Y'all can also follow him at Mike_E_24 Black Champions. You know what I mean? He be talking this shit on that joint and everything. Putting out good content. Making you think. You know what I'm saying? So, go follow his page and everything like that. He be speaking some real shit. And then today is my older sister's birthday. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to my big sis. You know what I mean? Happy birthday and everything. I hope you enjoyed your day. And I know you turned up this weekend, so hope you enjoyed it and everything. But, let's get into the topic, man. Let's get into the topic because there were some things, like, you know what I mean, I got a lot of shit that I wanted to talk about. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that whole week when I was in Vegas and everything, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there was a whole bunch of shit going on, and, like, you know what I mean? So, it was a few topics that I wanted to touch on, like, you know what I mean? Like, and one of them kind of, like, really stood out to me to where, as though, I wanted to really, really speak about because it made me think about when I was a young boy, and, you know what I mean? And I just had a couple little flashbacks with that. But, the topic that I wanted to talk to y'all about is I saw this video with Marshawn Lynch. I saw this video with Marshawn Lynch and he was talking to this parent. And this parent, like, you know, obviously she was mom, female and everything like that. Like, he was talking to her and she didn't like the way he was cussing. Like, I guess he told her son to, like, yo, get the fuck off the field. And, you know, a few of the parents, they didn't like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, in the video that I was watching, like, you saw, like, the passion that he had. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and then plus, it showed that he really, really cared because he didn't have to go talk to this lady. He ain't have to go talk to this lady or anything like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, because he had probably about, like, at least 400 kids. 400 kids that he trained in, like, you know what I'm saying, football and all that shit, like, you know what I mean, so for him to sit there and stop his little practice or training joint that he was doing to go run all the way up in the stands to talk to this female, talk to this this parent and everything like that, he was like, that's one, that shows that he really cared. So when he walked up on it, he said a little bit, and then, like, no, the lady was like, I just don't appreciate you talking like cussing in front of my kids and telling him to get the fuck off the field and everything like that. So then he was just like, first thing he asked, he was like, yo, is there a man around? He was like, yo, is there a man around? And then she was like, what does that have to do with it? It has something to do with it. It has a little bit of something to do with it. There was a reason why he was asking for a man. It, like, you know what I'm saying, for that kind of situation. Because reason why he was asking for a man in that situation is because a man would understand a little bit more than somebody's mom would. You know what I'm saying? Because the mom is looking at it like, oh, that's my baby boy. But the man, if he was able to talk to a man, he'll be like, the man will understand more because, you know, they done already been through that kind of situations. Like, you know what I'm saying? Probably going with football, basketball. It goes in any sport. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, every sport, somebody always cussing at you, coaches cussing at you, and everything like that. And, like, you know what I mean? I liked how Marshawn, he was just like, yo, you can take this, like, because you're not going to throw dirt on my name. You're not going to throw dirt on my name out here in these streets. So he was just like, yo, y'all can record this. And he was telling her, like, yo, if you're not going to do my drill right, if you're going to be sitting here with an attitude and all this other shit, bitching and complaining on this field, you can get the fuck off my field, go run laps, go run, like, it was consequences, like, you know what I'm saying? So as a kid, like, these young boys, they got to learn. They got to learn to where as though it's like, yo, like, you can't just be moping around, this, that, and the third. It's not all about you in this practice. We got 400 other people in this joint that's willing to do the hard work. And for you to be sitting there bitching and complaining, get the fuck off the field. Go run these laps then. If you want to sit there and be bitching and complaining, go run these fucking laps. You know what I mean? So I understood where he was coming from. And like, I just like how you saw the passion and like how he really cared. And that brings me to my next point, to where as though, like real shit though, like when a coach is cussing at you, is on your back, on your head, cussing you the fuck out, making you do laps, this, that, and the third, that shows that he really cares. You know what I'm saying? Because he trying to get you to that next level. He trying to, like, you know, he trying to bring the best out of you. He trying to make you become, like, to where his level is at. You know what I mean? And this is what, that's what it's going to take. You know what I'm saying? So, when I saw that video, and, like, you know what I mean? I kind of felt a little bit with the mom, because, you know what I mean? I understand it's a new generation, bro. Like, a lot of these young boys are sensitive nowadays. It's not like how it was back in the day. But definitely when it comes to sports, that shit had never changed. You know what I mean? Because you got to be a dog out here, especially to play football. You got to be a dog to play football. Like, you know what I mean? So, the mom, like, you know what I mean? I get it. She was a little sensitive of, like, hey, you can't talk to my baby like that, this, that, and the third. But, hey, moms, you got to understand. I think young boy was probably about, like, at least, I'm going to give him from the age range 10 to 14. I'm like, yo, young boy, you. It's time to let young boy go. Like, when he get around all them niggas and all that shit, all them dudes and all that, you can't be babying him like that. No, bro. You can't be like, oh my God, that's my baby. No. All that little bullshit kind of shit. No, bro. You can't do that with a young boy, especially in sports, bro. Especially in sports, because that'll just set him up. Like, you know what I mean? You know how these kids is now. Like, see, back in the day, we used to just chop on you, like, you know what I mean? Like, we'd throw jokes at you, like, oh, why your mom coming in the middle of practice? Fuck out of here, bro. Your mama's boy ass nigga. Fuck out of here. Like, you know what I mean? Now young boys be chopping on you. Then they got the social media joint. Then they got the memes and shit that go with it. Like, why Jake's mom out here? Da-da-da-da-da. Like, you know what I mean? These young boys, it's a lot crazier than how it was back in the day when I was playing sports and shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when I was in the football and basketball and all that shit. So it's a lot crazier. So, like, you can't set your young boy up for shit like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? You gotta let young boy, hey, let him know. Like, you know what I mean? Hey, this is what you gonna have to go through. You can't be bullshitting in these drills and like expect to get away with it and expect to be babied out here. And then another thing is that it's like, that's Marshawn Lynch. Like, that's a already established NFL player. Like, you know what I mean? Super Bowl rings and all that. Beast mode. Like, for you to have like him actually there, giving you guys drills, giving you guys, like, tips and, like, advice and everything that he went through to get to the NFL and to get to be successful in the NFL and, like, especially in life and all that shit, bro, that is a major blessing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, them kids on that field is gonna remember that shit for the rest of their lives. Like, granted, all of them probably might not go to the NFL. All of them probably might not play Division I. Like, you know what I mean? Some might play D2, D3, JUCO, whatever. Like, you know what I mean? But they always going to remember that special moment. Like, damn, Marshawn Lynch actually came to a practice. You know what I mean? He was out there training us. Da-da-da-da-da. I got pictures with him. I got a couple shit that he signed. Like, yo, like, you know what I mean? So those type things, like, you know what I mean? You got to be extremely blessed. Like, you know what I mean? You got to be extremely blessed for and thankful for, because a lot of shit like that don't happen. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, for him to even be out there, like, actually, like, in the drone, like, you know what I mean? In the practices and, like, in the drills and all that. That's a major blessing. So, I can understand why he was like, you know what I mean? Yo, I'm going to tell young boy to go motherfucking run. Like, no, go run them laps, dog. Get the fuck out of here, bro. When you run in them laps, go think about it. Like, because when he said that, that made me think back when I was a young boy and I was playing for Allen the Eagles. Back in Philly and shit, like, you know what I mean? Little league football and all that shit. Like, so I was a middle linebacker, like, you know what I mean? And I was just starting to come out my shell. Just starting to come out my shell to where I was racking niggas, like, you know what I mean? So me, I was just sitting there like, I was just like, man, fuck this shit. Like, you know what I mean? I was doing my little bitching and complaining and all that shit. And one of my coaches' name is Coach Rodney. And everybody know who Coach Rodney is that played for Alan the Eagles, bro. Coach Rodney loved to hit. He was like, no, we hitting all day. We gonna hit all day. So that nigga was like, yo, Sean, you don't want to do this fucking drill? Go fucking run with his black and mild in his mouth. This nigga always had a little piece of black and mild in his mouth. Go fucking run. And think about that shit when you come back around. Because when you come back around, you're going to be the first motherfucker to hit everybody. And so I'm like, damn. So I'm running and shit. Like, you know what I mean? I'm running my little laps and shit. And I'm just thinking about it. I'm like, damn, y'all, I'm sitting here bitching and complaining, bro. I said, maybe if I wasn't bitching. You start thinking and shit. You know, when you're young, boy, you be thinking and shit. Damn, maybe if I wasn't bitching and complaining about bullshit, I wouldn't even be in this situation. Like, I can be still over there with my friends talking shit. Da-da-da-da-da. Like, talking about, like, yo, who we going to gang up on? We going to line ourselves up so we can wreck these little niggas over here. Like, you know what I'm saying? We used to do shit like that. So then, you know what I'm saying? So I'm doing my laps and all that shit. And I get back. Man, Coach Rodney, y'all know the Nutcracker and shit. Coach Rodney put me down. As soon as I came back, I'm tired of shit. Came back. Let's go. First one up. Sean, get the fuck down there. And I'm like, damn. All right, bet. Boom. Rack. Start wrecking niggas. Like, you know what I mean? I wrecked my first three niggas. I wrecked them. And then, like, you know what I mean? You know how you get all tired and shit. Then I start getting wrecked. And then, you know what I mean? Later on, he pulled me to the side after the practice. He was just like, yo, man, like, you got to straighten up. Like, you one of the hardest hitters out here, bro. Like, they follow you. You know what I mean? Like, so, yo, you got to stop playing. Stop bullshitting. Like, you can't be bullshitting doing these drills. And he was cussing at me just like this. You can't be bullshitting on these drills and all that other shit like that. Because the moment they see you lacking, they going to think they can start lacking. And you know what I'm saying? I was just like, damn, Coach, you right. My fault. That next day I came back, man, I was in beast mode. I'm talking about, because that's all he wanted to do was hit. We ain't run no plays, no none of that shit. That's all this nigga wanted to do was hit. Man, I started cleaning up on niggas, man. Me, my nigga Elijah, I think Kev Mack was on my squad too, man. Like, that nigga, shout out to Kev Mack too. That nigga was on, I think he was on my squad too. We was wrecking niggas. Like, I'm talking about taking niggas' heads off, dog. Like, so, you know what I mean? Like, that whole joint just made me start thinking about that, thinking about my childhood and, like, you know what I mean? That was when I was playing football, and then, like, you know what I mean? Also, towards, though, that happened to me in basketball, too. Like, because I can give you both sides, like, you know what I mean? My football story was when, with Coach Rodney, that was because he really cared. You know what I'm saying? But then I also been on the other side of that, towards, though, I was sitting there doing, I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do. Coach wouldn't say nothing. But you know, that showed that he didn't care. And then that was in, I think I was playing for a basketball league called Jason Lawson. I was playing in the basketball league, Jason Lawson. Like, you know what I'm saying? I forgot the coach's name, man. I forgot his name. But he did not, like, he only cared about three players. And the crazy thing about it, I was better than all three of them niggas. And he was just like, yo, Sean, you like the lollygag. I'm going to just let you do what you do. You ain't going to get no burn. You ain't going to see no time. None of that shit. So I'm just sitting on the bench. I'm in the hood, too. I'm like, yo, this is my hood. Y'all niggas not even from here. Like, and I'm just sitting on the bench. He ain't let me do nothing. So then it was just like, he just would, like, practices. He would not care for it. Like, I'm talking about, he ain't really put me in drills and none of that. But that's because, you know what I mean? I was bullshitting around. He just did not care at all. So then it was one game that I finally got in. And I think one of the guards got in foul trouble. Like, and this was a crazy learning experience for me, too. Like, because when I got in the game, I think I went off for, like, 20-something points. Went off. And he was like, Sean, where was that at? Like, because at the end of the game, he talked to me. He was like, where was that at? And I was like, man, I always had it. I was like, you never tried to put me in. He was just like, no, you was always bullshitting during practice. You wasn't really doing your job. That's why I just left you alone. You was looking like you had it all figured out. And I was sitting there, and I'm like, oh, okay. After that game, bro, that nigga started putting me in all the fucking time, man. I think I averaged like 15. 15, the rest, like, from then on to the end of the season, I averaged probably about, like, 15 points in that joint. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I've been on both sides of it, and then I also been through it to where, though, dealing with coaching, like, you know what I mean? Especially training kids and all that shit, like, and I'm gonna keep it 100, like, when I would train kids, if you wasn't doing the drill right, and I, like, say if I knew you and I knew what potential that you had, and you wasn't doing the drills right and all that other shit, I'm cussing you the fuck out. I'm cussing the young boy out. I'm telling him, yo, get the fuck over here, dog. Like, yo, stop bullshitting. Like, you know what I'm saying? This, that, third. Because, you know what I mean? Especially me playing ball and everything like that. I've been through it all. I've been through it all with basketball. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so basketball is like, that's my passion. Like, that's what I, like, live for. Like, that's my shit. So I'm when I be training kids and all that shit, yo, if you don't want to do these drills or want to do this work, all right, bet. I'm not going to say nothing to you. I'm going to just let you fade off to the side. I'm going to let you fade off to the side, and then you're going to be sitting here wondering, yo, why I'm not getting in? Why I'm not doing this? Why I'm not doing that? And me, I'm going to keep it 100. I tell kids straight up. I'll be like, yo, because you bullshit. That's why. You see everybody else over here, because it's not about just you. It's about everybody over here. If you want to sit here and bullshit, I got 10 other players over here ready to go to war with me with this game. Like, you know what I'm saying? But you want to be over here bullshit, I'm going to just let you sit over there. You know what I mean? And Marshawn Lynch could have did that. Marshawn Lynch could have just said, yo, fuck young boy. But he saw something in him, and that's why he got on him like that. So I've done the same thing with coaching. Like, you know what I mean? Because I know I had a lot of kids that I used to train back in Ohio, and it was just like, because I started with the young boys. I started off with babies, and then that's when I started moving up. Like, you know what I mean? And then, like, once I got to, like, the high school level on training kids, Man, I was raw. I'm sitting here telling young boys, yo, I got 5 other kids over here doing this drill. You sitting over here bullshit. I said, your mom is right at the fucking door. I said, you can walk right out this fucking door. I said, I won't give 2 shits. But these other 5 young boys that I got over here, I'm about to work them. So you can either join in, stop your bitching and complaining and all that nut shit, or you can come over here. Man, young boys used to look at me crazy, like, damn, yo, this nigga Sean, like, yo, he really mean business, like, he on some shit right now, like, he, you know what I mean? Like, they, you know how when kids give you that looking shit, they be sitting there looking at you, like, and I'm like, yo, young boy, you not about to fuck this whole joint up, because these young boys want to get better, you want to sit here bullshitting because your mom spoiled you and all that shit. And I remember a mom came in to tag me with that shit, and I had to tell her. I said, yo, mom, I said, yo, you watch your son. I said, you see what he doing? Because, you know what I mean? I let her speak. She was airing me out. She was just like, why you cussing? Like, I don't like how you cuss. Da 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 da. And all this other shit. And I said, yeah, I understand. I said, yeah, I do. Like, because when I'm on the court, there's 2 sides of me when I'm training. When I'm on the court, I'm not your friend. I'm not none of this shit. I'm your coach. I'm going to train you. This, that, and the third. When I get off the court, yo, then I like to laugh, joke, having, you know what I mean? Then I'll still be a little serious. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm a totally different person on and off the court. So when I got off the court, and you know the mom talking to me, she said the same shit, like, yo, I don't like how you talking to my son, da 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 da. And I was just like, yo, man, I said, you saw what your son was doing, right? I said, you see how he wasn't trying to be involved with it? He was complaining, he was questioning stuff, this, that, and the third. I said, you see these 5 players over here? I said, the 5 that was over here, they wasn't questioning nothing. They was sitting there doing the drills, and I'm working them hard. But why your son over here questioning this, that, and the third, talking back? Oh, man, I'm like, he too good. But then when I put him in that one-on-one joint, every last one of them kids murdered him. So you trying, I'm like, yo, so it's just like, I'm like, you see what he doing. Why, like, you tell me, why is he doing that? Oh, then she gave, you know how, you, like, it was, she gave me the whole shebang, the whole spill. And then it ended up, like, switching to where, though, no, you know what? I think you need to be hard on him. Go ahead. Yep. And I'm like, yo, I got it. I know young boy can play. But I do see that young boy is spoiled. I do see young boy is spoiled. Young boy get whatever the fuck he want in the crib. He get whatever clothes he want, this, that, and the third, and all that shit. Young boy get whatever he want. But when he on this court, he don't get whatever he want. No, it's not in this game. Like, he not going to get whatever anything he want, because he got to work for that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, because me, I train kids how I played in the streets. I was a dog in the streets. So, and what's so crazy is that I was like, you know what I mean? Y'all can ask niggas around my hood, man. Them niggas know me, dog. Like, I'm one of the legends in my hood, bro. But I'm sitting there telling them fuckers, like, yo, I work my ass off, bro. So you gonna do that same thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's a new generation out here too, though. These young boys don't play outside no more. Like, you know what I mean? I grew up playing outside before I started playing in the gym. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I grew up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I ain't grew up in the playing inside only gyms and all that shit, not playing outside and all that shit. A lot of these young boys never played outside and none of that shit. So, me, I train these young boys just the way how I came up. And then, you know what I mean? I also make it a little fun, too. Like, you know what I'm saying, though? But still, like, so I done been through all those situations and, like, those situations to where, as though, I had to talk to parents and then, like, you know what I mean? Like, it was on both sides. Like, I had a parent legit cuss me the fuck out because she ain't like the way I was talking to her kid. And I, you know what I mean? I took that. I was like, all right, bet. But guess what? Young boy came back the next day because young boy was like, nah, chill. Like, I want to go back because all his friends was there. And he was getting the work that he needed. And, like, you know what I mean? I developed this game crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I also watched my nigga Jason do his thing, too. Like, now, my man Jason, he on a different level with me. Like, he, shit, fuck up in his practice or him training you. Man, that nigga go ham on you. And it's so crazy. He got that connection with the families and all that shit. Like, that them, they don't question nothing. They be like, go ahead, Jason. Go cuss his ass out. Yep, fuck him up. Mm-hmm. Do that, yeah. That shit be crazy. Shout out to my nigga Jason, man. Love you, bro. So, it's crazy, dog. Like, he'll take it to a whole nother level with you. Like, you know what I mean? I watched him turn up on young boys. But when all of it's said and done, and like when it's all, like, you know what I mean? Especially like when y'all get y'all kids into sports, man, y'all gotta just let them go. You know what I'm saying? Let them go, man, because sports will definitely take you a long way. And definitely sports, like, you learn a lot from playing sports, and like you learn a lot from being in that kind of environment. Like, you know what I'm saying? So if y'all got a coach that's out there that's cussing and all that other stuff, just expect it. Like, your son gonna probably get cussed out, your son or daughter or whatever, they gonna get cussed out. This goes for any sport, like, you know what I mean? So, like, they gonna get cussed out somewhere down the line, and that's not because they doing something bad or they doing something crazy or off the wall. It's just like the coaches really care. Like, you know what I mean? You gotta, like, for parents, like, you gotta be worried if your son or daughter is not getting that attention, because that means that coach don't really care about the kid. You know what I'm saying? So, like, when y'all put y'all kids in these sports, like, you know what I'm saying? When y'all put them in, like, football, basketball, shit, man, I know a couple young boys that play hockey, volleyball, badminton, all these sports and shit. Like, when y'all put them in that, in anything, you gotta let them go. All right, just let them go. Let them get coached. Let them get coached up. Let them get everything, man. Like, let them go through it, because, you know, when y'all was a kid, y'all went through it too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, it's, y'all just gotta let them go. And then, like, don't question, like, what the coach is doing, because he's there for a reason, because, like, he's the coach. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then, in that Marshawn Lynch video, don't question, like, why, what he doing? Don't sit there and question that, because look, he's probably going to the Hall of Fame, and, like, all he doing is giving his knowledge back, and he trying to get the best out of these kids, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? He trying to make sure them kids, he want to see, out of all, I think it was probably about, like, 200-something kids. I don't know, man. It was a lot of kids out there, but he probably trying to make sure every last one of them young boys go to the NFL. You know what I mean? But he, don't question with the trainers or the coaches or anything like that. You gotta let them be coached, man. Cause I'm telling you, man, sports will take you a long way. Sports will take kids a long way, and I know it's done that for me. Like, you know what I mean? I done played almost everywhere, man. Not everywhere, but almost everywhere. Like, to where as though, like, just by me playing basketball, man, I experienced new people, I experienced different culture. I traveled the world, you know what I mean? Like, it was like I traveled all throughout the United States, almost playing basketball. Everywhere I go, I'm always known for playing basketball. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like it takes you a long way in life. Like, you know what I mean? Especially with connections and all this other shit. Bro, I got so many connects in basketball. It don't even make sense. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. So it like sports, basketball, football, whatever sport they're in, it'll take them a long way. So don't question the fight for y'all. This is for y'all parents, man. For the parents out there, you know what I mean? Don't question coaches. Don't be all on their back like, why you cussing my son now? You can't do that. Don't do that. This, that, and the third. Because I'm telling you, man, like, let your kids go. Let them go, man. Let them get cussed out. Let them, you know what I'm saying? They gonna appreciate it. Like, it ain't gonna kill them. They gonna appreciate it in the long run. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then it builds up memories and all that shit. Because when they get... Because I bet you when young boy get older, he gonna be like, damn, yo. Like, Marshawn Lynch cussed me the fuck out. It's gonna be a funny story to him. Like, yo, he cussed me the fuck out when I was a young boy. Like, you know what I mean? This, that, and the third. So, you know what I mean? Let y'all kids go, man. Let them get that experience. Like, let them get that real sports experience. Especially if you got somebody like Marshawn Lynch at y'all practice. Because I swear to God, if Kobe came to one of my practices or Allen Iverson came to one of my practices and AI cussed me the fuck out, I'm like, oh shit, AI cussed me out. Or Kobe, oh yeah, hold up, I'm doing something wrong. Like, like, you know what I mean? Like, so please, man, like, with that situation right there, man, like, I really wanted to speak about that, man, because I just felt that, like, because I've been through it. You know what I mean? I've been through it at almost every level. Like, you know what I mean? When I was a young boy and then, you know, teenager in high school and all that shit, man, I used to get cussed out all the fucking time, man. But that's because they try and get the best out of you. That's all. That's all it is. That's all it is when you get cussed out by these coaches and shit out here. They just want the best for you. That they really care about you, man. And, like, what's crazy, I still talk to some of my coaches to this day. You know what I'm saying? So they want the best for you, man. Like, you know what I mean? So for y'all parents out there, man, just let them go. Once you sign them up, let them go, man. Like, because it'll do them good in the long run, man. Especially in basketball and football, man. Like, it'll set them up for the long run with that kind of shit, though. But you know what I mean? I just wanted to speak on that. So, because I've been thinking about that shit all week, man. I was rushing to get back to my podcast. I'm like, oh, shit, man. I got some shit to talk, man. Or I got to spit some real facts to everybody. Like, you know what I'm saying? I got to let this shit be known. Like, you know what I mean? Because I just, ooh, man. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I wanted to speak on. That's what today's show is about and everything like that, man. So I'm going to do another shout out, man. Shout out to my nigga Reek. Shout out to my brother. Shout out to my sister. You know what I mean? Happy birthday and everything like that, man. I wish y'all nothing but the best. This is like my fifth episode of the LME podcast. You know what I mean? I was on vacation, but hey, I'm back now. I'm going to be putting out at least 2 to 3 episodes a week. So, you know what I mean? I'm staying on top of it and I'm still learning everything that's coming along with being on the podcast and everything. So I'm definitely having videos coming soon once I get this camera and everything and set everything up. Like, you know what I mean? It's just been a little struggle for me because, you know what I mean? I don't know if everybody know, but I'm having a baby soon. So I'll be having to put a lot of shit on pause real quick. Like, you know what I mean? Because young boy will be here in 2 months. So I'm trying to get ready for him when he get here and all that, though. But most definitely, I'm not going to stop putting out my content. I'm not going to stop talking on this LME podcast. You know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely going to be out here. So just give me some time for the video. It's definitely going to be out here. I got some guests coming through, too, as well. I think my first guest on my show is going to be my wife and everything like that. Because we got a lot of shit that we want to talk about, too. So it's going to be more guests to come on my podcast and everything, though. But make sure y'all niggas stay up. Be safe out there. I love y'all. And I'm going to talk to y'all in a couple days, man. All right. LME Podcast, baby. We out.